Welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Jade Maddie Crevo podcast. Hello.
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 Hello. That was very unenthusiastic.
Was it?
No, it wasn't.
Yeah,
what
energy.
More do you want?
You
know
energy.
What? Maddie's going for the same vibe as, you know, when like children's entertainers do that thing where like, that wasn't loud enough.
Let's
kid.
Do it again. Hello.
Yeah, too loud. Geez, what a fun morning we've had. Meetings. Again,
oh
about
God.
Coronavirus. If I have one more fucking meeting about coronavirus,
you're
I'm going
flip
to
it.
Flip.
Flip some lids.
So over it.
I know. Just,
every
we get
day,
it. Stay home for 2 weeks if you're crook.
Mm. You know what? My morning has gotten better, though, because we've just been trawling YouTube for our old new FM videos. And
there's
some
gems.
Some treats.
Well, just actually watching, we have this thing here in Newcastle called the Stars of Newcastle. So it's a good cause. It's raising money for the Cancer Council. But Jade, there's quite a bone of contention with you because we're just watching some colleagues that we work with, their like past performances. You've never, ever
been
asked to be on the Stars of Newcastle.
Neither have either of you.
Because
I
don't
no
want
interest.
To. That shit stays on the internet
I
forever.
Wanted us to go in as a group day.
Did you? You didn't, enter us, did you? Because that's a bad idea.
Jade got producer Jackson to nominate her.
Really?
Self. That's how
is
much she wants
story?
To be on Stars of Newcastle.
Maybe, maybe not.
Did you?
What do you think?
I think probably.
Yeah, you know me too well.
Yeah. No calls this year?
Didn't get a call.
Because we don't buy enough tickets to the event.
Is that what happened?
It? Oh, you can tell yourself that.
Apparently, that's what I've been told by you.
Oh, we're not big enough stars. Is that
Matthew?
The problem? Matthew? Ooh. You're like the kid in trouble when you use the full name.
That's
Matthew
my middle
Harrison.
Name.
Matthew Harrison.
I don't care.
Matthew Harrison. What
very
have you
funny.
Done?
Very funny. Anyway, I wouldn't do that. They do lame dance numbers.
See,
but you're into it.
It,
aren't you, Jade?
Yeah,
the
I like
theatrical
it. I like dancing.
Side of things.
Do you know what? Our direct competitors over at HIT. One of their announcers is a judge now.
Oh, you do.
How do
you
feel
get a
about
great
that?
Score.
How do you feel about that, Jay? Her? As if you'd want to go and get judged by your opposition. They'll give you a one.
I don't think they would.
Oh, you're. Do you know what?
Yeah,
you're,
I like to think the best in people. I really do.
You're
so,
a very positive person, Jade. I'll give you that.
Thank you.
Anyway, very good. Hopefully tomorrow, no meetings. What are you guys up to today?
I gotta get some sleep. I feel tired.
Yeah,
today.
Me too.
Gonna have a good old nap. Maybe a bite to eat.
Yeah. Well, you guys are going to pickleball tonight, which I think is a freaking disgrace.
Why?
To be quite frank with you, because you're opening up your social circles. We've been told by management here to not, you know, involve yourself with too many people. So what do? You're going to pickleball. Poor old Mary Beth is 97. She's going to croak any minute, you know, if she gets coronavirus.
You're one of the biggest hysterias over the coronavirus.
I am actually not.
You know what, though? You've got to think about if you get some exercise, your immune system's going to be better.
You're right, Mary Beth.
Oh, Maddie.
Oh, God.
Anyway. Very good. All right. Well,
that's a
enjoy
wrap.
The podcast.
Enjoy the show.
See
guys.
Ya. Have fun.
Vibing today.
Yeah, aren't
Bye.
We just?
Right across Newcastle.
Yeah, just going to lock myself in and just punch some cones for a couple of days.
Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
Three, two, one.
Aussie legend, that guy. Good morning.
I mean,
yeah, he's
come
gone
on.
Viral.
And his missus knew as well. She's like, as soon as he said that, he was like, you can't do that. It's going to go viral.
And did it ever. good morning. How are we today?
Good.
Great. Yeah.
Great. Hamish, good morning.
Yeah, g'day, guys.
Headphones working today.
Thank
you. Always nice, isn't it, when equipment works?
Oh, what a treat.
Oh, yeah, it's a bit special.
Oh, you've been a good boy, Hamish. We'll give you some headphones that work.
Give me. I had to buy these
one.
Producer Jackson, how are you?
Undecided yet. I feel all right.
Undecided. Oh, I'll tell you what, there's signs everywhere all over our building. They just pop up on the daily now. There's a big one on the door.
Oh, with wash your hands and...
Yeah, safety starts here.
There's more signs than wall now.
I think so.
It's getting to that point.
It's good, though. Needs to happen.
Yeah,
it's
for true. Sure.
Needs
sure.
to happen. I'm over coronavirus meetings at work, though.
Oh, God.
Aren't they just a punish?
Boring.
Yeah. Yeah, we know. We're all getting sick, whatever. Like, let's move on with our lives, can we?
I tell you what, it's very interesting, though. Overnight, of course, a lot of chat about Bunnings, guys. Mm. Due to coronavirus, sausage sizzles now cancelled. It's the next thing on the list.
It's devastating because I was actually at Bunnings on the weekend and I was like this close, like a mil to getting one.
And you did it.
And I opted out.
Jade,
I know.
Sucks to be you.
I missed it. Who knows how long till they're back on the menu.
Luckily, you have a working stove and you can make some at home.
You can fry up a sausage.
It's not the same, though, I don't think.
What's different about it?
Oh, just everything. It's made with love and you're paying for a good cause. I think that's it.
As if the person at Bunnings is making it with love. They couldn't give a crap. They just want to get you out.
They just get it burnt on four sides and move on to the next one.
I've never had a Bunnings snag in my life.
Haven't you?
No.
I've had one.
You need to.
Two max.
They're all right.
They're great. Are you even Australian?
I'm not saying they're bad. Oh. I'm just not saying it's
a gourmet
meal. You don't
have a Bunnings sausage jade questions. You're up.
Your citizenship.
Hey, Jackson, you know what? You sit in there. You're the front line on this show. You take some real interesting calls some days, don't you?
Yeah, that's an understatement.
You take the hits for us.
I do. Sometimes I feel like I need a therapist.
Yeah, well, I can see why. So, you received a call yesterday. Put it in my folder. Wow. I feel like it's good enough to play on the show next.
I think so.
It's pretty good. So, obviously, we're looking for, you know, people that are looking for jobs at the moment with De Novo's job match. One guy has called up Jackson with an interesting, you know, pivot in his career that I'll tell you about next.
I can't wait for this.
All right, Guy Sebastian Choir kicking off your Wednesday. Good morning, Yui. Guy Sebastian Choir, we're live across Newcastle, currently 16 degrees at Nobby's. This is 105.3 New FM. And right now, it's time for producer Jackson's telephone confession. Yeah, you receive some whack calls in there, don't you?
Yeah, I speak to a lot of cooked units out there.
On the daily, how many whack calls are you getting?
I couldn't even count. Some days are heavier than others. Do you know what? As it gets to the end of the week, and the full moon thing is a true story. Like,
that's
when
real,
there's a full
yeah.
moon out there, so many baked units on the phone.
I vaguely remember that from when I was doing your job being producer. Mm. You do. Full moons,
I think,
they all come
out. The name Lunatics, of course, from Luna. So there's scientific proof.
Ding.
Thanks for that. Ding, 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 indeed. There we go. I'm going to play some audio right now, Jackson. Explain what happened with this call before I hit play.
So we're doing the job hunt segment and someone calls up and I get a call from a few different people. This man wants a bit of a change of career. I'm assuming he's taking the piss here, but, you know, take a listen.
Let's hit play.
About that, who's this?
You all right, mate? You all right?
What's your name?
Blake, how you doing?
Good, mate. How can I help you?
Yeah, I was just wondering if there's any business owners there for an escort. I'd love to be an escort. I'm over my job as a dump operator.
Oh, yeah. What's the reason behind the job change, man?
Oh, just going around the circles. I've had enough. Just something a bit more exciting.
Yeah, so you think a male escort would be like the thing that scratches the itch?
Yeah.
Awesome,
yeah.
Man.
For the elderly ladies, you know.
Yeah, interesting.
Those lonely nights and stuff.
Interesting, man. Interesting. Yeah. All right, what's your phone number? I can get back to you.
Right, mate. It'd be 040.
All right, mate. I'll get back to you, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thanks, mate. Bye.
Any pimps out there looking for a new...
I
like the idea also that his old job is a dump operator. And you could argue that his new job's not too far off.
He said for the elderly as well, in this current climate, you're going to be out of work.
They're the ones with the money.
I know, but you can't expose them to that kind of risk at the moment.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, I guess it depends how badly they want it.
You want a good Yelp rating.
Well, thank you, Jackson. I do like this segment. We might keep this one.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's in Jade's box up next? We've got a double pass to Reading Cinemas Charlestown to give away.
Clue
you got
first.
That there, Jade, clue.
Clue is that most of them are the same thickness and length, roughly.
All right. Here we go. Ooh, okay. Don't know what it could be. 13-10-09 if you want to guess what's in Jade's box.
All right, we're playing next in minutes at UFM 614. Good morning. Dermot Kennedy, our number. This is 105.3 in UFM. Patchy morning fog about this morning. Sunny day today. Our tops are 26 on the coast, 27 at Maitland in the valley, and 22 at the lake. Right now it's time to play what's in Jade's box.
UFM. What's in Jade's box?
All right, very simple game. All you need to do is figure out what Jade has slipped inside her big red box, and it's very. We'll give some clues along the way. We make it simple.
What was the first one again? I forgot.
So most are the same thickness and length, roughly.
Right. The lines are open now. 13-10-09. Jade, give it a shake, please.
All right, here we go. There is something in there. I promise. If you can't hear it.
Another clue?
Yeah.
One more clue. All right. It keeps it freezing cold.
So they're all the same size, roughly.
Roughly. Length and thickness.
It keeps it freezing cold.
Freezing cold. You haven't seen it either.
No, I haven't. Well, not many things other than a freezer keep things cold. Or a fridge.
Oh, I have a feeling. I had an idea.
Yeah.
Here we go.
New FM. Hello, who's this?
Hi, it's Jessie here.
Jessie, how are you? Where are you from?
I'm from Bradford.
Nice one. What's on for your day?
I'm actually heading to work in Musselbrook.
Nice one. So has the whole working from home scenario been floated at your workplace?
No, not as yet, as I'm a traffic controller, so...
Oh, yeah, you come to work from home there.
How's the traffic driving out to Musselbrook? Is it still packed, like, just as you sort of head into Singleton?
It is a little bit, yeah.
I used to do that drive when I worked out at Musselbrook, so I know what the traffic's like on the way out there. It gets full on.
Oh, it's a pain in the butt, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
I love how a traffic controller is saying that traffic's a pain in the butt.
your job.
Do you yell at other traffic controllers when you're, like, stuck in a line and there's someone there with a stop sign? Yeah. I've always wondered that.
Yep.
Yeah?
Like, do your job better. It's my turn to go through.
Pretty well, yeah.
All right, let's do it. What do you think's in Jade's box today?
I reckon it's one of those ice block things that you're stuck in the freezer.
I can't
even think
of
it.
No. Oh, damn it. I'm sorry. That's not it.
Have a great day.
Enjoy your day. Thanks for listening.
All right. All right, time reveal, for the reveal.
Guys. Come on. Let's
it is, of course, a stubby cooler.
I was way off. I was thinking an ice pack. You didn't get those ones that can heat up or stay cold.
Yeah, that was Jesse's idea too.
Oh, well, the movie tickets live.
That's right. Another day.
Reading Cinemas Charlestown. Coming up after this, though. Interesting chat, Craig.
Yeah, it certainly
Here
is.
Here we go. Tell us more.
We want to know, are you a woman that sounds like a man? What's that like? Do people get you confused all the time? Just from a curiosity point of view.
I have a friend that is a man that sounds like a woman, the other way around.
Well, I guess that'd happen as well.
He has so much trouble at work because people always assume that he's a woman. He likes it. Like, he's totally fine with it. He finds that hilarious. Yeah. But,
actually, now you mention it, I've got another friend who's in that same boat. Man that sounds like a woman.
But he's a man.
But he's a man. Anyway, this is what we're after. 13-10-09 to join the show. It's just an interesting chat. We just want to find out what sort of goes wrong.
Anyone's going to call and admit it, though? That's where I'm at.
Well, I think they will.
Okay.
Prove me wrong.
Are you a woman that sounds like a man? What is it like if that is you? If you have a mate that is that person?
Yeah.
Give us a ring.
We'll hook you up with a bottle of wine or something.
Nice Hunter Valley wine.
Yeah.
All right. 6:25 news time. Hamish, next here at New FM. Good morning.
Right across Newcastle.
This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Hey, Misha, I love that story about the Razzies. Cats, of course. What a heap of crap that was.
Well, I feel like I want to watch it now.
It was so good. I really am.
You loved it, didn't you?
It was an amazing movie. I saw it three times at the movies.
I love it. It's so good. It's so bad, it's good movie. I love one of those
ones. It's not even... the world doesn't know a good movie if it hit him in the face.
I love how it's Jade versus the world in this instance. I know. Like,
taking everyone on.
Having a look at the categories, they're quite funny. I love this one. Worst reckless disregard for human life and public property. That one went to Rambo Last Blood.
I actually love it when the actors actually turn up to the Razzies as well, too. Most of them just go, no, this is bad for my career. Others go, you know what?
You have to embrace it.
Yeah. Halle Berry, I think, famously did it.
Did she really?
I think so, yeah.
Because Cats lost about 30, 35 million, didn't it? That's the budget of a lot of movies.
It is. It was. That's why it was so good, because they invested all this money into all the animation.
They put $95 million into the budget and got back $69 million at the box office.
Wow. I mean, you give me crap for my finance management, Jade. I tell you what, you're the last person I'd get to help manage it.
It was because it was a star-studded cast. How can you go wrong?
Rotten Tomatoes, 20%.
Pretty bad.
Yeah. That's really bad.
I'm pretty sure they made all the money back with the Avengers series, so, you know,
I blame all the snobs who would have turned up their nose because Cats is a musical in real life, so all the people who love going to the theatre probably didn't give it the time of day that it deserved.
I disagree with that. La La Land.
Perfect.
I mean,
example,
there's a lot of musicals that have done very, very well.
That's not in this argument.
I hate
because it doesn't quite fit.
You know what? I hate musical films.
So do I.
I hate them.
Oh, see, I love them.
Oh, I can't stand them.
Terrible.
I feel like musicals should be on stage only.
Mm-mm.
I enjoy a musical
on a stage,
not on film.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
My next theatre performance, I expect you both there.
I won't be there.
When's that happening?
I don't know.
It has to be a really good one. Jade, I ain't going to see your amateur production of The Little Mermaid. I'll pass. Thank you. Hey, up next, Crevo. Love this segment.
Yeah, it's a bit of a different one. We want to know, are you a woman that sounds like a man, or doing the flip, are you a man that sounds like a woman?
So how this works, right, I have a friend, has problems with this all the time, right? He sounds like a woman. He actually does. Great for prank calls, actually. but I'm just interested to see if we can pick it.
Yeah, that's right.
And we're not taking the piss either.
Not at all.
No. We've even got wine up for grabs.
Yeah, bottles of wine. Like, use this to your advantage. It's been with you, you know, all your life. I had a friend who, when I used to work in sales... He used to work in sales as well, like on the phones, and he sounded like a woman.
Really?
And people would just, you know, often think that was the case. They'd turn up to a face-to-face meeting and get a shock.
Great sales tactic.
Oh, he did great.
You could flirt with the...
Flirt over the phone, turn up. Oh, yeah, she's out of the office today
I'll sign the deal for you, though. He used to do great. Like, he was really successful.
Oh, well, okay. Well, taking your calls next.
I don't know if we'll get any.
Oh, no. I don't know if we will. It's a risk, but we're going to take it.
Yeah.
Are you a woman that sounds like a man, or are you a man that sounds like a woman doing it after Maroon 5 moves like Jagger? Good morning, Yui. Maroon 5, we're live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM. Wednesday morning, 6:40. Beautiful sunny day ahead. Tops of 26 on the coast. Love this right now. Having a bit of fun this morning.
Why not?
13:10:09. Are you a woman that sounds like a man? Or are you a man that sounds like a woman? Call up, have a chat. We're going to guess which one you are. You win some wine.
That's simple as that. Very simple. Keeping it fun. And also, I feel like you could use it to your advantage in a lot of situations.
I wish I could do it, honestly.
Well, you love a prank.
You're good at putting on a female voice anyway.
I'm not going to sink that low this morning.
Okay.
All right.
So we'll go to caller one. How are you?
Hello, Novos. How are you going?
Good, thank you.
Oh.
Ooh.
Hello, caller one. What do you do for a job?
I'm actually a workshop supervisor.
Oh, okay.
A workshop supervisor. You almost sound like the prison warden from the show Wentworth.
Oh, okay. I don't watch that show.
Do you have kids, caller one?
Sorry about that.
Do you have kids?
Do I have kids?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have three boys.
Three boys.
Caller one, are you married?
Yes, I am. I've been married for 29 years.
Wow.
Good stretch.
Can we guess?
Yeah.
Let's vote.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
I'm going to say that caller one is, in fact, a woman.
I'm going to...
You are?
What?
A woman, yes.
Oh, I was going to say man.
Me too.
Nah, I could tell this. I'm good at accents. I could tell that is a woman's voice. What's your name, caller one?
Julie.
Hi, Julie.
Julie, well, thank you very much for hanging with us. Of course, we're going to hook you up with some lovely Hunter wine.
You know what? You played that game so well, Julie, because your job, typically a man's job, most would say.
That's correct.
So you're just like the boss of your workplace. I love that.
Well, awesome. Yeah.
Can I ask, has it been hard for you, you know, getting this confusion your whole life over the phone in particular?
Not all my life, just sort of as I've got older. Yeah, I always get called Mister all the time.
Sir.
I rang up the John Hunter Hospital when my mum was in hospital, and they said, "Oh, is that you, Greg?" And that's like my dad's name.
Oh my god!
And I said, "Oh no, it's her daughter."
It doesn't bother you at all?
No. I think it's funny because when I actually correct them and say, "Now I'm a woman," I know that they're the ones that feel really terrible. So yeah, it's quite actually amusing.
Yeah.
Hey, wow. Well, I love that. Well, thank you for calling
and hanging out with us. That's
and having
awesome.
Some fun. We'll give you that beautiful Hunter Valley wine. Thank you, Julie. Wow.
Love that.
Very good.
I didn't think we'd get one.
We've got another call. Shall we take it?
Yeah, let's do it.
New FM, hello.
Maddie, how are you going?
Oh, goodbye. No. See you later.
Sorry, Fred. We're not allowed.
Don't ever call again, Fred. You're not allowed to.
Yeah,
bye-bye.
Boss's orders. It's not us being rude. Love it or loathe it after this, guys.
Yes, indeed. 6:44. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. New FM. Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. Love it or loathe it.
It's my job to get Matty and Crevo's thoughts on the daily topics. There's only one rule here, no fence sitting. Guys, pick up lines. Love it or loathe it.
3, 2, 1, go!
Loathe it.
Loathe it.
I think all pick up lines are just rubbish.
Oh, I see.
All of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Every single one.
Never used one, and I think that's just like... It's like a weak game, I reckon.
Okay. You know Matty?
So, this is my take on pick up lines. As an opening remark, definitely not. As a joke, you know, after a few dates, okay. Not to, you know, hook, line and sinker that date, let me tell you.
Well, you just got hit on with a pickup line.
I've got to share this one. It's one of the all-time worst pickup lines I've ever heard on Tinder. If you were a flower, you'd be a damn DeLion.
That is awful.
I don't mind it. I can see the humour, but then I think, at the same time.
I mean, it's just terrible. Like, just talk to people.
Hello?
Why do you have to use a terrible joke?
How was your day? I'm nearly 30 years old and I have someone message me. If you damn were a flower, DeLion. You'd be a damn DeLion.
The guys
please.
At school used to go, I'll pick up for you, Crevo, ready?
Mm.
Is that a mirror in your pants, Crevo?
What?
Is that a mirror in your pants, Crevo? Because I can see myself in them later.
Wow. Jesus. Is that what they used to use on you?
At school.
And it did it work?
The guys thought it was funny. No.
No.
Not once?
No. But I think guys can be more attractive if they have a humorous pickup line, because humor is an attractive
Humor's
trait.
Humor's good. Just, that's why pickup lines are bad.
What are your thoughts, Jackson? Pickup lines?
Absolutely not. Don't try them on me.
Really?
Did your husband Andrew try a pickup line on you?
No, he wouldn't be my husband if he tried a pickup line on me.
No chance.
You've never used one, Crevo?
No, it's terrible.
I don't think I've ever used a pickup line.
No, I don't think it's just not good game.
What about you, Hamish? He's shaking his head.
No,
of course not.
Hey, Hamish.
Yes.
Well, I'm here. What are your other two wishes? I love them. I think they're great.
See, if I heard that, I'd be like, big fat, that's a no from me.
This is one I think you do, Screamo.
Yeah.
Hey, my name's Microsoft. Can I crash at your place tonight?
These are so bad.
Being an accountant, surely you would have had that in your wheelhouse.
No, never. I don't think they actually work, and I think they're awful.
That's funny, though. Yeah. I like them, actually.
Well, I'm a female here, so I think maybe... I've
got it wrong.
Well, yeah, I do.
Okay, fair
Jade,
enough.
Jade, because, you know, females are the only ones that get hit on. Next topic, we've given this enough oxygen.
working from home.
Oh. 3, 2, 1, go!
I'm going to say love it.
I'm going to say loathe it. The idea sounds good. Mm. Reality, not so great, I reckon.
It is difficult because you don't have the... Like, there's no discipline in a way.
Imagine, right? Mm. We're doing this show from home.
Oh, it won't be good.
Three separate houses.
No.
It will be a nightmare.
All the time.
A nightmare.
What?
I would rather not do it.
Yeah, okay.
From a technical perspective?
Just no good. Mm. I mean, you're not looking at one another.
Mafia Maddie comes out.
You're not looking at one another. Yeah. I mean, if someone's late, you can't, you know, see what they're doing. It's just too much effort.
Technically,
you'd
wouldn't be late.
You'd be the one who'd be late, Maddie.
It's your own home.
You can still sleep
How
in
is
and
he
not
still
press,
late?
Press the button on the remote equipment. Anyway, no
well,
good.
Apparently, they've come out because a lot of people are going into quarantine and isolation at the moment. They're saying how to work from home with your partner and not get divorced. So this is an article.
Like a how-to guide.
Divorce rates have gone up in China as of yesterday.
Really?
I think because they lifted part of the quarantine in parts of China, and I think immediately after that, I think it was like 88 couples just immediately filed for divorce. Yes. I'm sorry, there's a bit of fun, there's a bit of humour about this because, you know, just can't stand being around you 1 second longer.
Marriage over.
Well, they're saying to create date nights, guys, if you're stuck at home together, establish physical work boundaries. Guess you're going to have separate rooms.
Oh, that's not too bad an idea, actually.
Smart.
Yeah, like a little home office.
Take breaks away from each other.
Oh.
So I guess you have to schedule lunch breaks at home. That would suck, wouldn't it?
You taking the 1 o'clock or the 2 o'clock?
I feel like you would fail at that, Jade, if you're quarantined at home with your husband.
Ben and I are amazing. Like, honestly, 16 years together proves that. So I'm...
Jade, you sit here and say that you want to shrink him down and carry him around in your pocket.
Because I love him so much.
There's personal space right there.
No, and he'd be happy to stay in my pocket and be like, yes, with me all the time. That's because... Your game, we're not married, Maddie. It would never work between us. I'm sorry.
It means you'd have to go to Bujarkan with him, Jade.
What was that again?
Bujarkan?
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Bukarjan?
No.
Okay.
No, some sort of karate.
News time, Hamish. Minutes away, mate. What's making news this morning?
Yeah, we're just being advised if we are travelling overseas to come home as soon as possible, particularly with all these flights being cancelled. Qantas cutting 90% of their international flights, 60% of domestic flights as well. There is also a small silver lining, and not so small, actually.
What's
about
that?
The whole coronavirus. Well, you just have to wait.
Oh,
here, Jane.
Geez,
bait
Hamish.
And switch.
Damn.
Love that.
3 to 7. Good morning. It's New FM.
Right across Newcastle.
So what you're saying is you're a bigger fan of ScoMo's package than Kevin Rudd's package.
Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
New FM. 3, 2, 1.
I think this happens a lot, guys. I think parents push their kids into sports and activities that they either wanted to do when they were younger or, you know, they aspire, their kids think they're good at it, but kids don't want to do it, so they keep pushing their kids into it. My mum was like that.
What did you get pushed into as a kid?
Swimming training. Like, I'm all good for learning how to swim, don't get me wrong. I think that's important, but I hated swimming training non-stop, like waking up at 5 a.m. every morning to get there for 5:30, doing all the drills. It was a nightmare.
You know what? Do you think you'll like that as well?
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe I could be. I don't have kids yet. But I don't.
Your chihuahuas.
We're just your colleagues, and you force us to do things that we don't want to do. So.
Like what? Give me an example.
Delivering cakes to Easter shows.
Oh, you need to let that go, Maddie.
Oh, he won't. Very upsetting.
Let it go, darling. But on 13:10:09, what did your parents push you into? That's the question this morning. Darling. Gotta let it go. But yeah, I think this happens a lot. Like, I don't know, Crevo, sure. Did you get pushed into anything?
Piano lessons for a while.
Yeah.
Wasn't into that. Mm. Probably got through about 6-8 months.
Yeah.
I was like, this is not for me. I can't play Ode to Joy one more time.
do you know what? I've lived a free and easy life.
Yeah, not a single activity. Your mum was like, do this. Nothing.
Well, she couldn't afford it most of the time. But didn't push me into anything.
But do you think, being opposite, would you push your kids into an activity because you didn't get to do it?
No chance. Yeah. I don't care. Let them do what they want to do. They don't want to go and play sport and football or dance. Like, I'm not going to
force
them.
See, I think sport's important, though.
You just said you hated it.
I know. I hated swimming training. But I think, you know, as much as I hated it, I think Mum did me a favour by doing it.
But you hated it. You just said it was awful.
It was awful.
Wake up. So I don't want to do it again.
It really was. I used to pretend to be asleep in the car, hoping that she'd just go, oh, poor thing. I won't drag her out of the car to jump in the freezing cold pool.
She just wanted to get rid of you for 2 hours.
Acting skills on point.
13:10:09, what did your parents push you into in life? Gonna do it next. Taking your calls right now. L King, X's and O's at New FM. Good morning. L King, X's and O's live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM with Jade, Maddie, Crevo. Tops of 26 in the city today. 27 inland, 22 around the lake.
13:10:09 this morning. What did your parents push you into?
So Maddie had a free and easy life.
Mm.
Jade, you had swimming lessons.
Swimming lessons.
Which hated them. You're very contradictory in the break there. You're saying, oh, it was awful. I hated it. 5:30 starts. 2 minutes later, my mum did me a favour. it's good that I did it. All
it can be both.
It can be. It was. Thank you, Hamish.
Oh, I bet you're a good swimmer.
I am a great swimmer. I went to the state championships in Queensland for breaststroke.
Old flip-flop over here.
But doesn't matter. But I think it's good to like get your kids into sport. I think it needs to happen. Like comparing my childhood and Ben also got pushed into sport when he was young. Got to always push, but I think sometimes if you have to, it is pushing.
What sport did he do?
What did he do? He did ice hockey. Still does play ice hockey. Yeah. What else did he do? Soccer. but. I think it's good because kids these days are just on the computer games and looking at his younger brother and sister who didn't get, like, made to do sport. Very, very different.
Like, in what way?
Like...
What, socially?
A bit more, like, no offence, kids, if you're listening, but a little bit more lazier in just how they go about life. Like, they're not as active and, I don't know. They just lack motivation.
Do you know what? I hated sports as a child. I hated PE in high school with an absolute passion to the point where I used to fake injuries so I wouldn't have to participate. I honestly think it's a lot of kids out there don't like physical sports, and not in the sense of, you know, they don't like going running around outside. It's more or less like the social aspect, and, you know, a lot of kids get insecure if they're not good at sports, and I think it's actually worse to make them do it.
No, see, that's when you've got to be uncomfortable about it. That's an important lesson.
There are other
lesson.
Things out there to stimulate a child, Jade, in terms of, you know, drama, for example. Mm. You did drama, right? I mean, you had stimulation left, right and centre in your life. And look at you.
Very colourful individual.
But I think there are other things out there to, you know...
You've got to figure out what the kid's into. Let's go down this other path of what injuries did you fake, because that interests me.
Yeah, Maddie. What were you baking?
Sore arm, sore leg.
Carpal tunnel syndrome at 16.
No, I don't have the Jade Leader book of sick day excuses here. When I was like 7, I fell off my bike, right?
Yeah.
And I got like a little pebble in my knee, like under my skin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it did actually, you know, cause me some trouble for like a year. But I mean, that
at the age of 7.
That small pebble took me right through high school.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, it's the old rock in the knee playing up today. From the age of 7. That doesn't even seem believable, does it?
Forging your own mother's notes to get you out of these classes?
Yeah, in my later high school years.
Yeah, you would have. Yeah.
Is the rock still in your knee?
No.
Because I'll get a needle, we'll get it out. Just a splinter type situation.
Yeah, that'd fascinate you, wouldn't it?
Well, return the favour. Maddie, bless his heart, was so good to me. He got a splinter out of my hand last year in November.
You've never forgotten.
You darling, again.
Who remembers that?
Me, because it was very nice.
What date?
I don't know. It was when we did the Instagram tour in the car for 24 hours. Mm. It seems like an eternity.
Jackson, what's the goss up next?
Yeah,
what's making goss?
Pretty terrifying occurrence at Jennifer Lawrence's house.
Oh, no.
Also, don't want to do this to you because I know it's just being covered left, right and centre, but the only celeb news out there right now is coronavirus related, so I'm doing a bit of an update.
Thank you.
Excellent.
Okay, minutes away, 7:15 with the Novos. Good morning.
The Novos. The Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos. What's the goss?
Yeah, producer Jackson's here. Hey, mate, what's making the goss?
Good morning. Very scary news for Jennifer Lawrence. She's had to restrain an intruder in her LA home with her fiancé, Cook Maroney. Now, this 23-year-old woman just walked through her front door wanting to meet her.
Ooh!
Mm.
Jeez, that's crazy.
Actually hold her down until the police and security arrived to take her away. She's been arrested.
Was she being violent towards them?
Not many details have come out, but they're just saying that she wanted to meet her. So I don't think there was any sort of violence, but I think there was a bit of a scuffle to just hold her down, restrain her. She's now been arrested, and they're waiting to hear what's going to happen to her in court. So far, they're saying misdemeanor for trespassing.
Oh, God, celebrities panic.
No, come on. If someone walked into your house, Maddie, heaven forbid, never hear the end of it.
That's true. What if someone walked into your house and went, hey, I just wanted to meet you, you'd be freaked out.
Oh, I mean, I wouldn't restrain them and jump on them and call the police. I'd just kick them out.
Wouldn't you?
I'd kick their ass.
I'd kick him out too.
Well, they're not getting in your house, Jade.
No, that's
no
true.
No one's getting in
I don't
house.
Even like people coming near me at places like David Jones. I'm like, get away. I don't like people. I wouldn't like that.
I don't think any normal person, Maddie, would.
No, I'm not saying that it's normal, but I wouldn't, you know, I don't think there's any need to, you know, restrain them and lock them in the house and call the police. A bit dramatic, really.
I think she probably, yeah, but we don't have all the details, but I could only imagine to someone to at that level of fandom to walk inside someone's house would to approach Jennifer Lawrence would be in a state.
You'd assume that she lives in a gated community as well. So if someone's sneaking into your house, they've made an effort for it. I'm with her. I'm going to put it on the record. I'm not a celebrity at all, but if you ever see me out, don't approach me. I'm not a people person.
You don't do autographs.
Absolutely not. Hey, let's do this. Somebody help me. Oh, I love making that alarm more dramatic every day. So US actor Tom Hanks and his wife, they've been released from hospital, so they're recovering from coronavirus.
They're just chilling. They've got a house, don't they, because they're filming it here, aren't they?
Yeah, it looks like it. They posted a photo from quarantine, and there was a giant glass and marble table, and everyone's like, oh, it's not the quarantine that we're looking like getting. Yeah.
They're on the Gold Coast, aren't
Gold
they?
Gold Coast in a private, I think they're renting a house and finishing the rest of their isolation in luxury.
I just want to put it out there. I think 90% of Australia's marble tables are at the Gold Coast.
Mm.
It's just a thing up there.
Yep. Nice way to recover, though. So, yeah, they're tested positive last week. So, on the mend, which is good. The Met Gala's been indefinitely rescheduled, so they don't know when that's going to happen, but not going to see all the weird and wacky trends on the red carpet anytime soon. They're closing down a lot of these events.
Mm. I'm glad they're actually they're rescheduling that one. They haven't said it's cancelled, because I look forward to the Met.
Mm.
Yeah. I do. I love seeing the red carpet and the celebrities and what they wear.
I love the Met Gala as well. It's a good time of year. So I don't know if you've seen this, but a lot of celebrities are doing these Instagram live performances from their home.
Oh, yes.
So their fans can jump on board. So like that's in partnership with the World Health Organization, which is kind of cool.
Keith Urban kicked it off, didn't he?
Yeah, and I think Chris Martin from Coldplay's done one. And of course, if you're keeping up with celebrities on Instagram, they're letting us know how to stay safe over this coronavirus crisis. So people like Kim Kardashian, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and also Naomi Campbell, the model who wore that couture jumpsuit to the airport. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did.
And then
she's so extra.
And then someone commented, where is this like thousands of dollar outfit that you've worn to protect yourself? And she said, in the airport security bin. Here's a bit of a taste of what celebs are saying online.
Everyone should wash their hands at least 20 seconds.
For me, that's important that they say, is not to touch surfaces.
You should not do elbows because you cough into your elbow.
No more restaurants, forget all that. Public gatherings, restaurants, and all this gymnasium out the window.
So now that the Kardashians told me, it's gospel.
You know, good on them for actually putting it out there. It's like star power is actually amazing.
They can convince people to do.
Huge. Because people might not listen to some, like, what they see as like a boring doctor on TV, but when a Kardashian says it, they're interested.
A Kardashian could tell me anything and I'm signing up.
We're Z-grade celebs. We tell everyone to wash their hands. They're not listening to us.
Not a chance.
Can I just say, too, if you haven't seen the Arnold Schwarzenegger video that he posted with his two Shetland ponies, do yourself a favour and watch
great?
It.
It's a gem.
It's fantastic. Come on.
I got stay out of the gym.
I got sucked into the clickbait headline that said Arnold Schwarzenegger owns two donkeys. They kind of do look like donkeys.
That's news enough for me. I'm in.
Hey, age, sex, location. We're playing that. $1,000 up for grabs. Minutes away. Who are we looking for today, Crevo?
46-year-old male from Port Stephens.
If that is you, give us a call right now, 131009, to spin the cash balls. News time coming up next with Hamish, mate. More coronavirus, I'm guessing.
Yeah. Oh, good guess, mate.
Safe money.
Newcastle academic says the government's not doing enough to stop the spread of coronavirus. Find out what he has to say. Also, two airlines set to receive a multi-million-dollar boost to help them through the coronavirus pandemic.
I did read this last night. The government bailing, is it Virgin and Qantas?
Yeah. I mean, there's concerns that airlines could go bankrupt in a couple of months' time because of all of this. So
dangerous territory. They do
need the money. They do need it.
It's scary because, like, I have a background in that industry before coming into radio. So a lot of my friends are being impacted by that at the moment. It's scary.
It's not a profitable industry, weirdly.
No.
Like, they work on very thin margins.
All right. News time, minutes away. It's 7:26 at New FM. Good morning.
Jay, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. Right across Newcastle. Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM. 3, 2, 1.
Jade.
Hello, Crevo.
What's going on?
Maddie's out getting our coffees at the moment from the Happy Mobile Cafe, so you've jumped in the pilot seat. How's it sitting on that side of the desk?
Well, I misunderstood his message about what he wanted me to do, but we're all good.
We're all good. But I can't wait to get our coffees from Carl and Benny. Honestly, they've been hitting the spot every morning this week.
I know. Awesome, as always.
But yesterday, I went to the shops, obviously, because Ben and I normally buy our groceries, like, day-to-day. Generally.
Yeah, of course.
And so, obviously, went to the shops, nothing there. And I foolishly, I thought, the shelves would be a lot better because of, you know, the elderly hour.
Oh, yeah, right. They so, you thought there'd be more stock
on the
available,
shelves.
Right.
Yeah. Obviously, that didn't kick off till today, I believe. So, I was behind the mark there. But the thing is, There's an article that's come out saying that you can make a very simple quarantine meal dish.
Oh, here we go. This will be the next... I'm telling you, the Daily Mail will now be 90% recipes.
Well, it's saying that the meal, you can use 75-cent cans of sardines. And that is the one thing I've got plenty of stock of because I actually feed my three chihuahuas sardines every second day.
Really?
Yeah, for their coat. And because one of my dogs has a disability... like the oil from the sardines is really good for a motor function.
How many? So you're going to rob your poor dog of the sardines to make your special cheap coronavirus meal? Is that what's happening?
If I can't get anything else, that's what I'm going to have to resort to. And the good thing is that all of us, the whole household, can eat it, including the pups. So
you're cooking the same food as you and the dog. You've sunk to an all-time low, Jade. How many cans do you reckon you've got stacked away?
At the moment, probably about 50.
Oh, so if you do you split like one can between
three,
you all?
Yeah. So, but every second day.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Like normally,
so
there's
like a couple of weeks in there worth of sardine meals.
Yeah.
Oh, your house will smell great.
It will.
Age, sex, location is up next. What are we looking for, Jade?
We're looking for a 46-year-old male from Port Stephens. If you're 46, you're a male, you live in the Port Stephens Council area, give us a call now, 131009. For your chance to win $1,000.
It's that easy. You're waking up with the Novos.
Sell your car with Cardiff Select Cars. No sale, no charge. A chance at $1,000 every day.
Thank you so much.
Oh,
real.
The Novos.
Age.
It's your birthday.
Sex. Location.
Where are you now that I need you?
$1,000. How nice would that be?
Oh,
all you've got to do is give us a call, 131009. If you are...
46, male from Port Stephens.
Oh, that's good. Right. You're on that today, Jade. 10 points.
I'm always on it. Always on it. That's why I'm here, as a team. You've got to catch...
Jade,
the safety net sometimes.
Jade always writes it down on a little notepad there.
Yeah.
I never remember.
No,
that's
you always,
why
go,
I always pull
always
that.
Point. Guys, what is it?
All right, $1,000 up for grabs with your lucky number. We're spinning the cash balls. It comes out. The money's yours. Who are we going to today?
Tristan, good morning.
Hello, Tristan. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Good. I see you're from Salamander Bay. Beautiful place. I used to live out there until I moved into Broadmeadow. I love the bay.
Excellent. Yes, it's a lovely place.
What's it like out there today?
Oh, very sunny.
Very sunny. It's still at Sandgate. Oh, no, the sun's out.
Yeah, of course it is. It's good vibes.
Do you have any pets, Tristan?
I have a cat.
What's the cat's name?
Cat's called Tiger.
Tiger. Oh. Now, are you buying Tiger the Puss any presents if you win this money?
I suppose I could buy something.
Nice new ball.
Do Tristan, what you want. Live your own life.
I have to say, I've got a note here on our computer screen saying someone called you to tell you to call our show. Who was that?
One of my wonderful sisters.
Oh, that's lucky.
That's who you want
call and
around
asked
you.
Me, am I 46? And I had to think for a minute, and I said, yes, that's right.
Oh, well, you'll have to thank your sister or buy something to say thanks if you get this grand.
Let's do it. We need a lucky number between 1 and 30. Tristan, what are you choosing today?
Number 2.
Number 2, numero 2. Spin those cash balls, Jay.
Let's do it.
Right, Tristan.
Round and round they go.
The balls are moving round. They're cooped up in there. Here we go.
Here we go.
Free one of them. Free my ball.
Number 2, Tristan. Why number 2, my friend?
That's just my favourite number.
Well, I can say, Tristan, it's number 23.
Oh, no. Sorry, Tristan. Oh,
thank you, though, for playing, Tristan. All thanks to Cardiff Select Cars. Sell your car with Cardiff Select Cars. Get cash for your car today. Playing again before 9 o'clock next, though, guys. Of course, this whole coronavirus situation has got us all thinking about isolation. If we are in a 14-day lockdown, right? I've thought about it. Have you guys thought about it?
Yes.
To be honest, not as much as you guys have. I'm pretty cruisy about the whole situation. I'm actually quite relaxed about the turmoil that's going around at the moment.
So, I was just running through different scenarios of the 14 days where I'm locked in my room at home. Because I live with housemates, if I'm in isolation, I need to be locked away.
Like in your actual
room? In my actual room. And I don't know if I can do it, but I thought, why don't we come to the table, each of us, and put a little two-week isolation case forward. What are our 2 weeks going to look like?
Mm.
I mean, Jade, I reckon you, 1920 period piece documentaries.
You're probably on the money.
Hot chooks.
Where does the wind blow or whatever it's called?
Close.
Anyway, going to do that next.
Maybe after a few cans of baked beans in quarantine.
Baked beans?
Yeah.
How many cans do you
get
have?
Get everyone blowing. I've only got two.
Well, that's not going to last, is it?
No.
2 weeks. One a week. Yeah.
You have 20 kilos of rice, though.
Yeah, that's
always
true.
Great. 7:45.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos.
Joe Bros, What a Man Gotta Do. Live across Newcastle, 105.3 New FM. Tops of 26 degrees at Mayfield today. And this morning, what we're doing here is, you know what? A lot of people out there at the moment facing a 14-day isolation period.
Exactly right.
Now, I get stir crazy at the best of times. It's hard for me to sit in this room some days for 3.5 hours, mm-hmm. let alone 2 weeks in the room. Mm-hmm. I live with housemates, so I can't go roaming around the kitchen and the lounge room and, you know, all that jazz.
You've got quite a small bedroom too.
It's average, but it's too small for 2 weeks.
Well, once you're in your apartment, though, that's it. Your housemate's in quarantine too, so you can come out of your box.
No, because if they don't show symptoms, if I test positive, for example, and I'm quarantined and she's negative, you still have to separate within the house.
Mm. Oh, that's true. Yeah, I did say that on like a news report.
Yeah. So I was just thinking about all of the different things that I could do to pass the 2 weeks. And of course, you guessed it, my first thing is every single Star Wars movie of all time.
I do like that.
I mean, from beginning to end.
I wonder how long that would get you. How many days would it get you through? First two, three?
One, maybe.
I'd probably do the full nerd out and watch, like, the animated series, The Clone Wars, Star Wars Rebels. Mm. I can already feel Jackson shaking his head in the other room.
He's
judging me.
I'll send you a video so you can see it.
Mandalorian.
Yeah, I'll just watch everything.
Do you still have Disney Plus?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I would have thought you would have cancelled that.
No. But that'll take up... Take your thinly veiled dig elsewhere, mate.
No, I would. No, I'm all for getting a free trial. I haven't wasted it.
You know what?
Reason.
I would just fill the whole 2 weeks with my favourite things. Another thing I would do is maybe have a big party.
By yourself?
By myself. Get some free wine from work.
How are you going to do that? You suck at home.
Pump the Ari. Well, I'll take it before I go.
All right. It's
all about having a plan, thinking ahead.
Otherwise, you do a bit of... Do we have Jimmy Brings here?
No, we don't. Dance party for days.
Ready to go. Fair enough.
Hey, at least you're getting a workout. Smart, really.
Yeah, you got to keep your mood up, don't you?
You do.
Well, I like old mate's bloody solution this morning, the guy that went viral.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, always great as well.
I don't know how well he's going to do. His missus is going to kill him. Because that thing has gone viral.
What would you be up to, Crevo?
All right, so first, I've got a few things that I'm wanting to do, right? So gardening is high on the list. I get everything, like, looking schmick. So all the weeding done, lawns, immaculate. I'd also, like... I've got some more veggies I'd want to plant out, so I could do all that, because there's plenty of time. You're stuck. Perfect opportunity. Then
maybe Jade can give you some gardening advice, because we did find out early this week she's a gardener.
Right.
You're just an amateur gardener with your little veggie patch, of course.
That's right. I'd get some advice from you. Never. now, you say you're going to do watch a bunch of Star Wars. I think I will be watching a bunch of Top Gear, because that just, like, entertains me, and it's something you can have on in the background, sort of.
Mm-hmm.
That's a show that I enjoy as, like, a nostalgia piece, almost.
The thing is with Top Gear, right, you don't realise that you're watching it for as long as you do.
It's perfect for passing the time.
You know, it might seem like an hour, but it's actually been full.
I've got no interest in buying a 2016 Renault, but it's very fascinating somehow. Like...
Or converting a car into an underwater car.
That's
my
right.
favorite episode.
Yeah, that's good.
But I'll never do any of this or buy any of these cars, but somehow it's great at passing the time.
Oh, boring 2 weeks at Crevo's house.
Then I'll be doing, I'm going to do some cooking as well, because obviously there's unlimited recipes on the internet, basically. And with just, you know, flour, sugar, and a bunch of other stuff, I'll maybe try a bit of bread baking, maybe some cakes as well. In fact, I'm thinking of starting my own bakery. I'll learn the skills. I've got 2 weeks to fill.
Good luck.
So I'm going to do that.
You just want the small business grant from the government.
Well, hey, I hear they're doing a bunch of them. If you want to make some money, start a cleaning business. Am I right? They're going to be passing out the cash big time.
Oh, Jade.
Have you seen all that?
Turn.
Anyway, that's
I can only
chat.
Imagine 2 weeks at your house, Jade. What are we in for at the Leader House?
Well, when calls the heart... Obviously.
Which is again?
What's that?
This, you've got my audio. This is it. This is the theme to When Calls the Heart. Just fills me up with joy.
What sort of period drama is this?
I think it was 1918. It's early 1900s. It's great. So I have watched it already, but I'd be kickstarting it off again.
So re-watching telly, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then obviously I have to do that at night because Ben's quarantined with me. During the day we'd be... going through the Seinfeld box set again. My other all-time favourite show. No. It is amazing.
Oh. Why are airplane meals so small?
You like Seinfeld.
Occasionally there's good writing in it. But overall, I can't watch it anymore.
Oh, I can watch it.
It was
non-stop.
In its time, it
no,
was okay.
It wasn't. That surprises me because it's actually really clever writing, something that I thought would actually be in your alley.
I only watch Jerry now on that and his new show, that Comedians in Cars.
Getting thing. Coffee. Yeah. It's pretty good.
I can't really watch. It's too dated now.
No, I disagree. Anyone, don't listen to Crevo. Don't take his advice either because it's terrible.
I'll tell you what I like about Chinese people. They're hanging in there with the chopsticks, aren't they?
And then, of course, dinner time comes around.
Frozen lasagna
there
again.
In the microwave, I'm guessing.
Well, your oven's working now.
Oh, yeah.
I do.
You've got an oven.
But then I have to warm up.
You can
up.
Put the sardines in the oven now.
Yes. And then, well, it's funny because I do have to heat up the dog's food, which I do feed them sardines. And then I'll have to feed the puppies. This is them eating their food. Going at it.
What are they, eels? What do they sound like that?
They're eating because it's...
Are they doing piddles on the floor
that's
at the
chicken,
same time?
Their chicken broth.
Do your dogs eat soba noodles? Is that what the noise is?
No. But it'll be filled with lots of love and happiness, puppy cuddles on the couch, favourite TV series, snuggles with Benny, my husband. It'll
it's almost
great.
Like you can't wait for this.
Oh, I'd be in heaven. Honestly.
You know what, Jade, you're trying to make out like they're really good little dogs and they eat so quietly. We all know what it would really sound like at your okay, house at feeding time. I just have to play.
This is a real recording of Jade's dogs.
This one is a real recording, yes. This was at the vet, in all fairness. 3 chihuahuas. They're amazing.
Anyway.
You love them. You lap up the cuddles from Ruben when you come around, Maddie.
Only one. I only like one. I don't like the other two.
How dare you?
I don't like Myrtle and Coco.
It's because they're females, isn't it?
What?
Yeah. Favorite
Myrtle's
boys.
Actually very
boys.
Unpleasant.
She's not.
She's very unpleasant, your dog Myrtle.
She's
very
not.
Unpleasant.
She has a disability. Leave her alone.
And Coco is just old and cranky.
Can't hold that against her. She's
anyway.
13.
Watch him.
Poor little thing.
Hey, up next on 131009, we want to have a chat about the violence that is happening inside the shopping centre. So, obviously, people that are working in places like Woolies, Coles, they're putting up with a lot of abuse from customers. It's getting worse and worse every day. It's almost like every day you open your socials in the morning and there's another video of another person saying derogatory things
to
a worker.
Poor worker got stabbed only yesterday.
I mean, that's where
that's
what it's
on a level. Yeah.
131009, if you work in a shopping center or in Woolies, Coles, any sort of supply shop, and you've copped abuse, we want to hear your stories next. You know, it's no good. Just put it out there. We've got to talk about it. 13 10 09. We're going to do it after the news with Hamish, mate. What's on the way?
Well, the independent councillors, Newcastle Council, is calling on council to consider rate relief amid the coronavirus crisis, particularly for businesses. Also confirmed International Anzac Day commemorations will be cancelled. Not a huge surprise, but those commemorations in France, they won't be going ahead.
Did you see in France they're suspending utility bills for a period?
Yeah, there's actually a few measures that they've introduced. It's interesting, but also too, they're going a little bit overboard. They're actually cancelling people's family gatherings, etc. Wow. They're actually massively restricting domestic travel in France. So you know, they do take things to the nth degree, the French.
They do.
They're also declaring war on the virus. Never a good sign.
Yeah,
they don't traditionally do very well in those.
No, the French. No. All right, news time. Minutes away. 8 o'clock. Good morning,
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo. When you wake up.
Right across Newcastle.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have here today
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo. The Novos.
The official.
The Novos.
UFM.
Yeah, obviously this whole coronavirus situation at the moment, it's making people crazy in the shopping centres. I mean, every single day, there just seems to be another video, right?
It's out of control. So, I mean, maybe you've seen this happening out and about, or maybe you've been copying some of this craziness as a worker at a shop. It could even be like a small little chemist or a news agency. People are going crazy everywhere.
Get this, my sister-in-law was at the shops yesterday, and a toll driver was just dropping off a package to one of the stores, and she overheard the lady say, "Is this from China?" And then apparently she just started blowing up at the toll worker, saying that she didn't want to receive the package because of where it's come from.
Geez.
And I was just thinking, that poor toll driver getting abused, like, he's just doing his job.
It's not their fault. I mean, they can put up as many signs as they want, but people just aren't respecting them.
Mm.
The lack of respect that has been on show is quite shameful.
Mm.
I mean, there were moments like this. This is the latest video to go viral. A man abusing a woman at Coles after he was saying that she was withholding the larger packs of toilet paper on purpose. Like, just the accusations. Oh. Check this out.
What are you
feeling
about this one?
Just get out!
Get out of the place,
please. Leave now!
Don't
stand
for everyone.
I am being fair by giving you that round.
You're not being fair.
I am.
You're giving out the big, the small ones, what happens to the big ones?
Mother?
Who are you giving the big ones to?
You know what?
Who? What? You are mad. I'm
going to
smack your face.
You know what? I am a big man.
That's terrible.
This is a Coles, middle of the day.
Him saying, "If you were a man, I'd smack your face." That's just disgusting.
That's awful. And you know what? With the, because he's like, or she's making the accusation that they're holding back the large packs. That's not actually true. The Coles and Woolies have asked the manufacturers to please make small packs only so that everyone gets some.
Mm.
So that's what's happening there, and they're just gone crazy over this stuff.
Yeah, well, anyway, 13 10 09, if you do work in a shop and you've copped some abuse, tell us about it now. 13 10 09. We're going to do it after Sam Felt, Post Malone, 105.3 New FM, 10 past 8 for your Wednesday. Sam Felt, Post Malone, we're live across Newey on 105.3 New FM. It's 8.13. Obviously, madness at the shops at the moment. A lot of horrible behaviour happening and a lot of disrespect towards staff, which I'm just putting it out there. It's got to stop. These people are just going to work like you or I, doing their job every day under extraordinary circumstances, and we need to show them respect. So 13 10 09, we want to know about your horror supermarket store.
It's corona time. Hey, it's corona time right now.
The coronavirus is about to impact this country in ways we have never seen before.
And a warning from health officials to avoid shaking hands to prevent the disease spreading.
That's right. So we're trying to figure out, like, why is this crazy stuff happening? And just to try and get people to act a bit more normal, tell us your stories of what you've seen out there, your war stories, if you will.
Yeah, absolutely. So 13 10 09, taking your calls right now. Jenny Craig. Hello, Jenny Craig.
Good morning, Groovers. Welcome to Hump Day.
Hello. Oh, yes, it is.
My love. Good it to hear from you. Now, tell me.
I know.
You've just been to Woolies, I believe, and you've witnessed something quite disgusting.
Yeah, I won't. I was going to tell you which branch, which suburb, but I probably won't just in case.
Yeah, fair enough.
Two grown-ups were just fighting over bread, like a loaf of bread. So, you know how you go to your shelves and you've got your Tip Top and your Helgas, like your normal... label bread, right? Fighting over one loaf of bread, and I couldn't even tell you what it was, but they were really going at it, and one had a little child with them, and the language is just so colourful. Quite disgusting to see in real life, like you see it on a movie, but not in real life.
Yeah.
And right behind them, no word of a lie, was the full Woolies bakery with bread, biscuit, loaves. It was full. I mean, chock-a-block full.
What's the point?
Word of a lie.
Grab a
and
different bread.
And fighting. Well, you know what? I don't know. It's bread. Bread goes off with three days anyway. What's it? I mean, it would have been better off buying a fresh loaf from the bakery. But they were fighting. They were like, that wasn't physical. It was more word. One was holding the other trolley. One was holding the basket. It was like that stupid scene at Chalora. But the beautiful thing is someone walked past and offered them their bread that was in their basket, like in their trolley. And she was lovely. She was like, you know what, I'm quite happy to go and buy the bakery bread if this is going to solve your issue. We shouldn't be fighting. And that was beautiful. That was just kindness from all sorts, which is rare to see. And following that lady through, she was in front of me by, I think, two people. The store gave her a voucher, like a $10, I don't know how much.
Yeah.
But a voucher to say thank you for resolving that. You could have escalated and stuff like that.
That is very good of the store. But
it is really good of the store. But, I mean, it's a loaf of bread for crying. I mean, it's four, sorry.
No, that's
okay. It was a loaf of bread.
Jen,
it was a loaf of bread.
Did this happen, within the last 15, 20 minutes, or?
Yeah, I left there about 5 to 8.
Wow.
So what long ago?
If you're in that store and you are carrying on like that, fighting over a loaf of bread, you should be ashamed of yourself.
I agree. Shame. It's a bread. Like, it's not like it's medicinal. It's like short paper, I can understand. But the sad thing was, you look to the left and the whole bakery was full. Like, oh my God. And I know shelves are empty or spare, but there's substitutes. Like, you know what? It's only a couple of weeks. Calm down.
Exactly right.
Thank you, Jen.
Well, thanks for a bit of common sense. And it's nice to hear that there's like
people out there offering,
you know, offering their help, even though there is an undercurrent of craziness.
If we're all just even 20% kinder in these times, the world's going to be a nicer place. It's going to be a better experience for all of us when we just need to pop into the shops.
No, so
let's not make it harder than what it is.
They are trying, like, people that work in shops are trying their absolute hardest. I was reading this story about this guy who's like a night stalker at one of these supermarkets. And he's like, for the last 2 weeks, we have worked pretty much every single day, haven't had a single meal with our families. We're working around the clock more than any time at Christmas, New Year's, everything. We're doing everything we can. So just have a bit of respect.
Yeah,
these poor workers
respect.
Are worked to their absolute bones.
I always like to say, would you like it if that was your mother, brother, sister, wife being spoken to and treated like that? Like, the minute you're in that shop treating people like a heap of crap over such trivial things, think about if you'd like your family member spoken to like that.
Yeah, it's not good.
It's a disgrace. Anyway, it's 8:18 with the Novos. Good morning. Passenger, let her go.
That song.
You let her go.
There it is.
Always ends after a moment.
UFM 827 with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Tops of 26 on the coast today, 22 at the lake. Guys, I just wanted to do something today. So we have a listener. She's been a big-time listener of the show, Kylie from Newcastle. Now, you might not be aware, so Kylie's actually going through a really tough battle with her health at the moment. She's been fighting cancer since last year. And I've been sort of following her on her Instagram page. She does these really cool little updates and she sort of lets everyone know what's happening. And I don't know, last night I was just watching through them and I thought, you know what, Kylie must be doing it tough at the moment because
obviously, when you're going through chemotherapy and all that sort of thing, your immune system is obviously not the strongest. So in times like this, you know, it must be really hard for her, you know, having to stay at home by herself and whatnot. And I just thought, you know what, I just wanted to have a chat with Kylie, see how she is. And I thought, you know what, let's send Kylie a nice bunch of flowers.
That's a great idea.
You know what, it's something small.
Long-time listener of the show, Kylie.
But, you know, hey, Kylie, how are you?
Morning. It's been a while. I know. I'm sorry.
Oh, don't apologize.
Right, like I said, we just want to send you a nice bunch of flowers on behalf of us to brighten your day. But Kylie,
thank you.
That's all right. Just tell us how everything's going. How's your treatment going? Are you okay?
I've done 6 rounds. I'm in the middle stage, whether it's more chemo or surgery. I'm just about to have a scan. I had to have a port put in yesterday because now I can't get any cannulas in my veins in my arms. I'm just on sabbatical having a hissy.
Kylie, what cancer are you currently?
I'm ovarian cancer, but it's a mass between the ovaries and the bladder. It sort of spreads in other areas as well, but my blood count, where it indicates ovarian cancer, has gone from like nearly 1,800 down to 130. So it's working. I'm positive that I'm going to beat it, of course. And I just keep going. You just keep soldiering through, and it's just mind over matter. Yep, positive.
How's your daughter taking it, Kylie?
She was hard at the beginning of it, but she's starting to come good. She's seeing how good I'm going with it. And the indicators.
How old is your daughter?
She's 15 and she has cystic fibrosis. So we're sort of on a, that's it. She's out of school now. I pulled her out this morning and said, but no more. We're just going to lock ourselves down. I've phrased it, come up to the shops early before it gets busy. And then we're home. We're just not going to be going.
Like I said, Kylie, you know, it's just something small. We thought, why not send you a bunch of flowers, make your day. And I just want to say, I have been watching what you've been posting, and I've been like really touched by it, because I just think you're so brave, and I think it's so commendable of you to share your story with people.
I share it so because it might give somebody else that little sense to be brave, to be positive, to keep going.
And that sort of thing is so important in these times, which can be a little bit dark for some people.
That's right.
Well, Kylie,
just talking to you guys brightened my day, but you've just made it even bigger.
Oh, no worries. Well, Kylie, like I said, we just wanted to send you our best wishes and sending all of our love and
good vibes.
And I know this is going to, you know, be a distant memory for you very soon. So we'll send those flowers out today, put them somewhere nice, and we'll chat to you soon, okay?
Thanks, guys. Love you all.
Thanks, Kylie. Thanks, Kylie.
And, of course, you can order some flowers from Fresh Pretty Posies, delivered daily for $37, theposiepost.com.au. She'll love those because they are gorgeous
flowers.
They are
flowers. Very nice flowers, aren't they? Okay, coming up after this, we are talking to Shawnee from Survivor, eliminated last night, Crevo.
Massive night, and it was a shock elimination, because the way they led the story of the episode, it really looked like David was going to lose his spot. But Shawnee, she really got blindsided on this. It was a fascinating episode, very exciting and tense.
Love it. Okay, news time with Hamish Neck.
Right across Newcastle.
Let's hear it.
This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
The Novo. The
New FM. 3, 2, 1.
Shawnee from Survivor. Very exciting. We're going to be having a chat with her in just a minute. I believe she's on a pretty tight deadline.
Yeah, so big drama, of course, eliminated last night. Here was the moment.
18th person voted out of Australian Survivor All-Stars and 5th member of our jury. Shawnee.
It was very shocking.
Need to bring me a torch.
I love the dramatic
music. Let's snuff it out.
All right, going to chat to Shawnee next here at the Novos after the weekend. This is Blinding Lights at 105.3 New FM. 8:40, good morning, Newcastle. The weekend, Blinding Lights. We are live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM. It's 8:43. Shawnee from Survivor is here.
Oh, Of course, she was eliminated last night. The social game queen. I can't believe it.
Hey, Shawnee.
Hello.
Hi, yes, how rude. How dare they vote me out?
I know. Now, I mean, I was led down the garden path on last night's episode. I was so sure David was gone, especially once he didn't play that idol. But I can only imagine that those chats between Sian and David must have gone deeper than they showed on the show. Were they always just hanging out together, yeah, or...?
I mean, Dave had his alliance on a full lockdown. Like, we would watch him be like, okay, you're doing this. But it's crazy. I mean, I did think, wow, it's a perfect opportunity to take him out, but she didn't take it.
Yeah, I know. It feels like she might have made a mistake there, because I feel like if it's Dave and her as final two, I think Dave might have it because of all his plays through the game.
Yeah, Dave is definitely an amazing player, and the jury wants to see big players there.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Hey, Shawnee, tell me, major difference between first time you played and this time? Was it more intense the second time round?
Oh, my God, it was so intense the second time round. I feel like the first time you do it, it's all you, and you're like, oh, wow, this is so exciting. The second time, you're like, what? How did I do this for 47 days last time? I'm brushing my teeth.
Hey, Shawnee, one good thing, though, looking on the positive side of getting voted out, I saw that you've done a little photo shoot with about 10 Dalmatians. That's pretty cool. At least you can go out now and, you know, get puppy cuddles again.
I know. It was really a feast for the eyes. It was sensational.
That's how you got your job, yeah, Shawnee. Didn't you just go up to some random with a Dalmatian and tell them that you love Dalmatians?
Dalmatians are the key to life. Having a Dalmatian. I've got a job as a PA. I'm like, I've never been a PA before, but sure, I'll do it.
Hey, now, Shawnee, it's funny seeing the difference between the guys who are still on the show and the jury. It's like the people on the show are like a bunch of scraggly cave people versus you guys who are now normal. Like, what's going on behind the scenes for the people on the jury once that happens? Are you guys just hanging out in luxury and love and life?
Oh, my God. The jury villa is amazing. So you rock up, you get whatever food you want. I had steak. And then you literally spend your day doing facials. I got a massage, going swimming. It's literally like a luxury leisure life.
So they're really treating you well behind the scenes as a jury member.
Oh, my God. I've never been treated better. I wish I got voted off sooner.
Oh, God. I love that. Shawnee, thank you for joining us. What's next for you? Are you hanging out in Oz for a while, or are you back to London?
I'm not going back to London. I'm going to stay in Australia and hopefully go on more TV shows.
Oh, I was going to say, good stuff.
Yeah, ride the wave.
Celebrity Oma, get me out of here or something. Sure, that's coming up, isn't it?
Thanks for joining us, Shawnee. Such a great experience watching you on the telly. Australian Survivor All-Stars continues tonight, 7:30 p.m. on WIN.
Age, sex, location coming up. If you are a 22-year-old female from the Newcastle City Council, you want to call now for your chance to win $1,000.
Very good. Playing it next, $1,000. It's got to go, guys. It's got to go.
I'm
sick of looking at it. Doing it next.
The Novos. Sell your car with Cardiff Select Cars. No sale, no charge. A chance at $1,000 every day.
Thank you so much.
Oh, well.
The Novos.
Age.
It's your birthday.
Sex. Location.
For your chance at $1,000, all you need to be this morning is a 22-year-old female from the Newcastle City Council area.
If that is you, the lines are open right now, 13:10:09. Your chance to spin the cash balls for $1,000, all thanks to Cardiff Select Cars. 30 seconds on the clock.
Yep, if you know someone, quickly call them now and get them to ring.
Call New FM, 13:10:09. God, simple. Best chance at a grand. What's everyone up to this afternoon?
This afternoon, I'm not sure. I'm still trying to monitor and sort out my holiday that's now ruined. So,
monitor.
All thanks to the coronavirus, so it's a bit disappointing.
Are you not going now?
Well, at this stage...
It's like sponsorship of your holiday, or thanks to the coronavirus.
It's devastating. I'm so angry.
Oh, so you're going to
cancel it?
Well, it's going to have to be, isn't it? Because European Union's closed off the borders of all Europe. So, like...
It's not looking good.
Not.
Did you have insurance?
Yeah, well, this, again, I'm still in the boat of what's going on. Yeah. So, don't know.
Nobody
still
knows.
Figuring out.
All right.
We do have some calls on the board. Here we go. Let's take this one. UFM, who's this?
Hannah.
Hey.
Hey, Hannah.
Hi.
Hey. Let's do this. What's your lucky number? We want to give you
$1,000. My lucky number is...
10?
Number 10. Okay, let's do it. Spin the cash balls.
All right, Hannah.
If you get $1,000 right now, you going shopping? What are you doing?
Going food shopping for this coronavirus.
Food shopping? Okay, so are you worried about the food shortages? You'll be a panic buyer.
My local store's shopped out, so.
All right, we are looking for number 10.
You're not going to believe this. It's number 6.
Sorry, Hannah. Thanks for calling. All thanks to Cardiff Select Cars. So your car with Cardiff Select Cars. Get cash for your car today.
That's
us done.
That's
a
wrap.
Great day, guys. Producer Jackson in next. 105 commercial free. Mm-hmm. What's on the way, my friend?
Yo, wow.
Yay!
Intentions.
Yes! I love this song. Justin Bieber's new one. It's amazing.
It's good. It's grown on me.
Yeah, I'm in that boat.
It's so good.
What are your thoughts, Jackson?
Moving on. Green Day. They're in the country a little later on this year. I got tickets to their show, but I don't know if they're going to come anymore.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm pulling out left, right and centre.
Yeah.
I'm going to use my psychic powers to predict what you're going to pick next. The Chainsmokers Closer.
No.
I heard that in your ad before and I was like, I'll get you.
I'll try and pretend I've got psychic powers. This will get them.
I can't double up and I can't go past the Newcastle boy.
That's true.
Great tune. I really like it too.
Diamonds are forever indeed. Very good. Thanks, Jackson.
Thanks,
you're
Jackson.
Welcome.
Have a great day. All right.
That's
we'll
a wrap.
See you tomorrow.
See
you
guys.
See ya.
Get the full show and catch up on everything you've missed.
Let's hear it.
Search for The Novos on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. 105.3 New FM.